riding home at night. Oh no, I quite enjoyed the ride behind old Dobbin's heavy heels, with Jane a-prattling at my side above our pair of-spinning wheels, as grey-rind ashes swaying tops did creak in moonlight in the copse above the quivering grass, a bit be wind a-blowing through the gate. If weary souls did want their sleep, they had as ent, for sleep, the night. For folk that had a call to keep awake like us, there still were light. And he that shut the sleeper's eyes, a-waiting for the sun to rise, had too much love to let him know the lingering night did goose a-slow. But if my wife did catch a sight of some queer pollard or a post, poor soul, she took an inner fright to be a robber or a ghost. A two-stumped withy wi' a head must be a man wi' yarms a-spread, and foam o' water round a rock were then a drowning lady's frock. Some staddle stones to bear a mow were dancing varies on the lag, and then a snow-white sheeted cow could only be, she thought, their flag. An owl a-vleeing through the wood were men on watch for little good, and gits a-slammed be wind did goo, she thought, to let a robber drew. But after all, she licked the sight o' cows asleep in glittering dew, and brooks that gleamed below the light, and dim veiled paths without a shoe, and gaily tacked beside my ears, a-laughing off her needless fears, or had the children uppermost in mind, instead of thief or ghost. And when our house, we opened door, did rumble holler round our heads, she hastened up to t'other floor to see the children in their beds, and found one little head awry, with one a-turned toward the sky, and wrung her hands again her breast, a-smiling at their happy rest.